This is KCUR 89.3. 19-year-old Frida Sanchez has helped hundreds of young people register to vote in next month's election, but she can't actually cast a ballot. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains how young immigrants like Sanchez are using their stories to mobilize their peers into action.
The day before voter registration closed in Missouri, Frida Sanchez was in the lunchroom at Lincoln College Prep, one of the Kansas City public schools, making one final push. Despite making the announcement on the PA system, Sanchez didn't have many takers. Most of the 18-year-olds at Lincoln had registered at another voter engagement event at their school weeks earlier. But as kids started getting up to throw away their trash, one young woman came over to talk to Sanchez. She told Sanchez she couldn't vote either.
Because they call me illegal. But
Sandy asked KCUR not to use her last name because she is undocumented. She says most of her classmates aren't politically engaged.
No, only in my classes where we have government or that. That's only time where we hear politics, but that's about it.
18 to 24-year-olds vote in low numbers in midterm elections. Only 16% of them turned out in 2014. Frida Sanchez wants to change that. She knows what it's like to have politics upend your life. When she started her first semester at Donnelly College last fall, she had DACA, an Obama-era protection that allowed thousands of young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to work and go to school legally. Then President Trump abruptly halted the program.
I felt like I had no more motivation and, you know, I was like, there's no more future for me. I don't know what I'm going to do without school. I can't work anymore either.
So Sanchez dropped out. While waiting to be able to renew her status, she went to Washington, D.C. with student activists to rally for a path to citizenship for childhood arrivals. The experience changed her.
Hey, you don't have status, but, you know, there still is, you know, opportunities for you. And finally, when I could renew again, I kind of knew what I wanted to do, and I was like, I'm going to go to school. You know, I'm going to make it happen no matter what happens. And
once Sanchez was able to renew her DACA, she enrolled at Johnson County Community College, and she started volunteering with advocacy organizations that register other young people to vote.
It's always amazing having these conversations. I had one with this girl who can vote. Her family's from Guatemala. And she was telling me, like, hey, like, my mom's been telling me that I should vote, but I don't think I should just because, you know, I don't think my little, you know, vote matters.
So Sanchez tells those wouldn't-be first-time voters what it's like to be a person of color who can't vote, what it's like to watch from the sidelines while other people enact policies that affect her life. And she tries to get them thinking about the issues that matter to them.
You know, these kids want to feel included, but also don't want to get involved, and I think these kids just need a push of like, hey, like, what do you care about? You know, what boils your blood?
We don't get to vote. We don't, but we do have a say in it, like, because we get to share stories and we get to tell people to vote for folks that represent those values that we have.
That's Alex Martinez, another DACA recipient who can't vote. Martinez is the director of the Kansas-Missouri Dream Alliance. He says conversations around voting can be tough because those in his community who can vote don't always grasp why they should. That's the situation one of Martinez's friends found himself in with his own siblings.
And so he had to have a really hard conversation with them about, hey, your vote matters because your parents and me depend on it.
Frida Sanchez has a younger sister who was born in the U.S. Growing up, Sanchez didn't really worry about her family being separated, but it's something her activism has made her think about.
Yeah, my family's always been very supportive and, you know, have always pushed me to do what I, you know, love. But yeah, there's definitely a fear of like, hey, Frida, you know, slow your roll. Like, what are you getting yourself into?
Sanchez's sister isn't 18 yet, but sometimes she'll say she wishes she could give her vote to her older sister. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.